Vonnie Bathke uses a wheelchair for her 13-year-old son, Luke. He weighs 48 pounds and attends special education classes in Chippewa Falls.
My son is in a CD class, which is cognitive disabilities, and he's in one of the classes that is for the more severe. Luke has a seizure disorder, and absolutely all of his needs have been met by another person, and he's nonverbal.
Due to the expected loss of state funds next year, the Chippewa District recently approved a budget cut of $1.5 million. The cuts include 3 special education teachers. Vonnie Bathke says that means Luke will be moved to a new classroom and combined with students she worries might unintentionally hurt her fragile son.
The outbursts are so sudden that if there's not someone there right with Luke, you know, they could grab his chair and run with his chair, or they could get to fooling around, they could fall into him.
And Luke's mom says some of the progress he's made could be undone by starting over with a new teacher, even though the district has made plans to keep students with the same teacher aides. Along with criticism from vocal parents of special needs children, some in the district wonder if children with severe disabilities belong in school. That criticism is not new to Bonnie Breen, the state coordinator of Wisconsin's statewide parent initiative. Despite the fact the law says that all students at age 6 will go to school and are entitled to a free and appropriate public education, Breen says some still question the need.
There are a lot of questions, especially when you hear that children's cognitive level may never get above a 14-month level cognitively. So what are these children doing in school? Well, how do we know that they may be learning other things?
Bonnie Breen says the law provides parents some options when staff cuts are made.
So what we tell parents is every child has an individual education plan, their IEP. And what you want to do is if there's going to be cuts in staff, you want to make sure that that team gets together and we're really focusing on what are the needs of that child and are those needs being met.
As long as those needs are being met, a district can cut teachers. In Madison, for example, up to 85 special education teachers could be cut if residents don't approve a school spending referendum next Tuesday. School administrators have complained bitterly. The problem is that federal and state lawmakers have failed to provide promised funds for special education. Even though government funding of special education has continued to increase dramatically, it hasn't kept up with demand. This month, reauthorization of the 1975 Individuals with Disabilities Act is underway in Washington. So far, the House has approved additional funding. But one problem for school districts is knowing how many special education teachers they'll need. The director of special education for CESA 10 in western Wisconsin is Greg Dietz. His agency provides special education services to 22 districts.
A district that in the prior year had, I believe it was 69 children in special education programs. At the beginning of the following school year, 23 new children with disabilities had moved into the district. How do you plan for that? Same time, another school district, we were anticipating providing physical therapy services to 10 children in that district. Start of the school year, 3 of those children were there.
Dietz says the cost to educate a student with special needs can range from an extra $2,000 a year for speech and language services to $70,000 for a student with educational, physical, and medical needs. Sometimes he finds students are included who do need some extra help in school, but who don't fit the standard definition for special education.
Around this area, the prevalence last year of children with disabilities ranged from just over 10% to over 20%. I really question the appropriateness of identification when you get to nearly a fourth of your pupil population is identified as having a disability.
Greg Dietz says it's usually well-meaning educators who say, well, somebody has to help these children, so let's put him in special education. But there are very distinct criteria for being in special ed. The Parent Initiative's Bonnie Breen says if a child can handle regular curriculum with some modification, then he or she should not be in special education.
He can't do fourth grade curriculum and first grade curriculum is more suitable for him to meet his needs, then that now is deemed a child with a disability.
Still, the debate continues over whether special education takes funding away from regular education during tight budget times. It's a troubling issue for Vonnie Bathke since she has grandchildren in regular education classes. But she knows from firsthand experience, Luke's being in school does more than just help him.
Regular ed kids come to the house and want to play with him. And there's nothing that warms your heart more than that, to see your child included in that and nobody looks at him and thinks, why even bother? They are worth it.
However, she says because of the loss of special ed teachers in Chippewa Falls next year, she may limit Luke's school attendance to half days. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.